We're crossing to London now, and our first chat of the year to Rich Preston from the BBC. Morning, Rich.
Hi, good evening to you, Karen. Nice to talk to you again.
You too. Happy 2022.
Indeed.
Okay, so let's start where you are in the UK. We all want to know, who is Sue Gray and why is she going to cause such a headache for the Prime Minister this week?
Well, yeah, following on from your last interview, Boris Johnson certainly feeling sheepish ahead of this week. Sue Gray.
He needs a new haircut. He does that deliberately, yeah. Doesn't he? That look. That's
another topic altogether.
It is. Okay. Yes, carry on.
Well, Sue Gray, Karen, she is the civil servant who is charged with investigating these allegations of parties and rule breaking held by government staff and staff at Number 10 Downing Street at the height of the UK's COVID lockdowns. Now, at first there was just one accusation, and then more, and then more, and then more. It's turned into a real stooshy, as we would say in Scotland. Now, Sue Gray is not employed by the government, but she does ultimately report to the Prime Minister, so some potential boundary issues there. But she's got a pretty strong reputation. She's led ethics teams in the past, and she has been behind the sacking of a minister who was accused of being dishonest and inaccurate and misleading when they were under the cosh for something. Now, her inquiry was ordered by Boris Johnson, but it's a fact-finding mission, really. She doesn't really have any powers to fire anyone or to instigate any immediate disciplinary action. Now, throughout this whole story, the Prime Minister has refused to go into detail on these accusations and instead has said we should all wait until Sue Gray's report is out. She is the most famous woman in Britain at the moment. Well, her report is out this week.
Well, just remind us, Rich, what are the details of some of the accusations against Boris and how's he responded?
Yeah, well, there are accusations about 16 gatherings, Karen, which in some way broke the coronavirus rules that we were supposed to be living under at the time, not just one or two, 16. So, for example, there was a drinks party in the Downing Street garden during the first COVID lockdown in spring last year. Boris Johnson was photographed at that party. He did apologise for that, but said he didn't realise it was a party. He thought it was a work event. There's evidence of an email being sent inviting 100 people to bring their own booze to a celebration. Sources have told the BBC that staff were invited to a get-together in the Prime Minister's private apartment during lockdown. They were leaving dues for members of staff. There are even, Karen, accounts from members of Downing Street staff of them nipping out with a suitcase to go to the supermarket to fill it with booze for a party. Now, let me tell you, the anger and frustration here has been palpable. These parties came at a time when you could only socialise with someone you live with, or if you were on your own, with just one other person from a different household. And radio phone-ins, newspapers, social media are full of stories of heartache and heartbreak. Now, some of them, you could shrug them off, you know, a kid's birthday party, a wedding where you had to curtail the number of guests, things like that. But there are so many stories of people saying, I couldn't go into hospital to say goodbye to my dying mother. I couldn't hold the hand of my dying husband or wife in their final moments. You know, some really sad stories. And on that last point in particular, you know, one of the accusations was that there was a party held by government staff the night before the funeral of Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Now, one of the lasting images of that funeral is a picture of the Queen sitting alone in church as she said goodbye to her husband of 70 years because she was sticking to the rules. The night before, Downing Street staff were accused of having a party. So this has really caused a sting here in the UK. And what's made it worse is the Prime Minister's response has kind of changed as more information has come out. First, I didn't know there was a party. Second of all, well, there was a party, but I thought it was a work event. Then I wasn't at it. Or I was at it, but it's not what it looks like. And no one told me it was breaking the rules. And someone did tell me, but I didn't get the email. And lots of criticism that the Prime Minister's changing response is evidence of someone trying to cover their tracks. Now, it is worth adding, in the interest of balance, there are people giving Boris Johnson their full support. You know, they say he led the UK through its successful vaccine rollout. The NHS didn't crumble. You know, the UK has ultimately survived under coronavirus despite the tens of thousands of deaths. So lots of people coming out to show their support for Prime Minister, but not many of them, and not many of his own politicians as well. As I said, Sue Gray's report out this week is a factual overview of what happened. Any allegations of criminality then go to the Metropolitan Police, but Boris Johnson has repeatedly said, wait till the report is out. Well, it's out this week.
We'll keep an eye out for it ourselves. And just briefly, a Wednesday, India celebrates Republic Day. So how big a deal is this? What kind of events are being held?
Yeah, this is a huge celebration across the country, Karen. It marks the day India's constitution came into effect, so it's split from British colonial rule properly. Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, is leading celebrations. It's always very colourful as India celebrates its history, its culture, diversity, lots of flag waving, lots of food, obviously. But Indian politics can be divisive, and it's been a difficult year in India. There have been COVID lockdowns. The health system has really struggled, especially during the Delta wave. But in addition to that, protests by farmers, angry at reforms of the agriculture sector, simmering religious tensions. You know, the BJP, Narendra Modi's party, accused of stoking nationalism, and the Hindu majority really kind of pushing against the Muslim minority. Long-running tensions as well, of course, in the region with its neighbour Pakistan. So big celebrations in India on Wednesday for people in India, but of course the Indian diaspora around the world as well, but it does come amid political tensions in the country.
Well, good to talk to you again, Rich, and no doubt talk to you in the coming weeks.
Speak to you soon, Karen.
It's Rich Preston from BBC World.